Under 30 minutes for the closing bell. We want to bring into the stream right now the CEO from Procor, Tui Cordemanche. I hope I pronounced your last name correctly. And if I did not, please correct me. Because we want to talk about how the president's infrastructure discussion and the bill that passed the Senate might impact your business, which we should point out started when you had trouble building your own house. You set up this software company that is now making the construction industry more efficient. What did you have, $400 million in sales recently? So, very simply, did I get your name right? And what do you think of the infrastructure bill?
You did. It's Tui Cordemanche. And so this is really exciting. It was great to watch the president make this announcement. It's a recognition of the industry that Procor serves, and just the heft, the breadth of this investment is going to benefit the industry. And then virtue of the fact that we serve the industry, I think it'll be a good thing for Procor.
And so you're talking about serving the industry. I mean, you really have an inside view just because you help coordinate the construction process. So you know what's in demand right now and where we're seeing areas of opportunity. What has the recovery been like? And I guess, where are you seeing the most growth at this point?
Yeah, so the recovery really, you have to rewind time to Q2 of 2020, which was the bottom. In each quarter thereafter, we've seen broad-based recovery across most sectors. And so it's getting better and better. We're a global company too, so we see kind of more of a global view. But just in the U.S., we've been seeing significant strength across most sectors. There are some headwinds that the industry is facing. Everyone's probably aware of the commodity price challenges in construction, as well as supply changes for most industries. So there are some headwinds, but in general, things are improving. I get to talk to our customers almost every single day, and they are talking about backlogs being bigger and bigger to pre-COVID numbers. And so the optimism's out there, and therefore, you know, I'm pretty optimistic about what's coming.
And as we wrap up, your customers, your clients, are they sharing their expectations for when that money from the infrastructure bill, should it pass the House and get signed into law, when that's going to reach them to start work?
That's a great question, because it takes a while for those jobs to become shovel ready and then flow through all the way through into the backlogs. When Procor does our forecasting for our revenue, we don't include any of that because there's still so much unknown and it's generally pretty far out. But it does, you know, service the $14 trillion industry that's construction. So adding another trillion to an already huge industry, does bode well for the U.S. construction market for sure.
Tui Cordemanche, great to get your perspective. CEO of Procor, thanks so much for taking the time to join us.